Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Scott Hahn, and I'd like to invite you personally to join me and Breadbox Media on August 24th in New Oxford, Pennsylvania, for a day of spiritual renewal. I'll be presenting three talks, one on St. Joseph, one on the sacrament of matrimony, and another one on the Holy Eucharist. Learn more and register at breadboxmedia.com/PA conference. I hope to see you there.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome once again to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak, and it's my pleasure to be able to spend the next 30 minutes with you on the program. Today's theme you will love, I promise you. Today's theme is ask and you shall receive. Who doesn't love those words? So many times when we turn to the Lord in prayer, we're just hoping we can get what we want. I mean, let's be honest. The Lord gives us certain desires. He places them in our hearts. And there's nothing wrong with asking for what we think we need. Sure, sometimes we're asking for things that we don't really need, but He sorts all that out. He gives us what we need, not necessarily what we want. But it's okay to pray with that expectant hope of receiving what you're asking for. And Jesus told us to do this. He said, ask and you will receive. We're going to talk about that today as we look at the Mass readings for the 17th week in Ordinary Time, the Sunday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time. These readings are powerful. As I do when I do the Mass readings, I'm going to start with the Gospel, because the Gospel is really what drives all of the readings for Sunday Mass, and that's what we're going to look at. The theme is very clear today, and you're going to hear the words of Jesus, not just the words of Gary Zimak. You're going to hear the words of the Lord when He tells you, this is how you should pray. And listen, don't let anybody ever tell you that you shouldn't ask for what you think you need. The Lord wants you to ask for what you need. Sure, He wants you to turn to Him and praise Him. He wants you to turn to Him and thank Him. He wants you to turn to Him and intercede for those that you know, people who might be in need. But also, it's perfectly acceptable to ask for what you think you need. And we're going to hear today, my hope is that I can inspire you to believe that your prayers can be answered. Furthermore, your prayers will be answered. Maybe not the way you'd like, but they can and will be answered, because the Lord hears and answers all prayers. All right? Amen? Okay. Here's what we're going to do. Before we get on with the show, let's pray. Speaking of prayer, let's do it, right? Let's turn to the Lord. Let's ask Him to bless us and to bless our time together. And I'm going to also ask Him to give me the words that you need to hear today. So with that in mind, please join me as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Abba, Father, we turn to You today as Your children in need. We turn to You, Father, asking for so many things. Everything comes from You. We forget that sometimes. We forget that we are completely dependent on You. We think that we can handle certain things on our own, but we can't. So with that in mind, Father, we turn to You. We first of all thank You for giving us this moment in time. You've brought us to this moment in time. The past is gone. The future is not guaranteed. But right now, we are alive at this moment in time. And for that, we thank You, Father. We thank You for the gift of Jesus Christ, who came to earth, who lived among us, who died on the cross and rose from the dead so that the gates of heaven could be once again opened for us. We thank You, Father, for the gift of Your Holy Spirit. Your Holy Spirit, who guides us, who walks with us every day, who lives inside of us and helps us to do the impossible every day. Father, we thank You for that. Father, we turn to you today and ask you to bless us. We ask you to bless our family members, our friends. We ask you, Father, to help all of those who are in need today, especially the homeless, the homebound, those who are living in poverty, who don't have enough food to eat. We ask you to bless them, to help them, to allow them to obtain what they need to survive. Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument today. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. That's why I need your help. Please pour out your Holy Spirit on me so that I can be used as your mouthpiece today. Please use me to deliver the message that you have for us. And Father, I ask you to awaken each of us, to awaken your Spirit in each of us so that we can be able to hear what you have to say and respond to it. And Father God, I ask you for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm feeling much better now. I hope you are too. If you're just tuning into the program, my name is Gary Zimek. We get to do this once a week, and I'm so blessed to be able to have this show available on several Catholic stations around the country, as well as numerous podcast outlets. Boy, the Lord is so good to be able to use me. I'm so grateful that he's able to use me to spread the good news. My job today and every day, and with all that I do when I write and I speak or whatever it is that I do, my job is to give you hope, to introduce you to Jesus Christ, and let Jesus lead you to your Father in heaven, and also to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. If I'm doing all that, then I know I'm doing my job. I want to share a couple of things with you. By the way, if you want to find out more about my work, I'm currently booking for 2020, for Lent especially. Lent's a very busy time of year to come out and speak to your parish or your conference, but I also have a few openings left in 2019. So if you want to bring me out to speak, I'm willing to travel anywhere in the country to do it. Just visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Click on contact, and you can contact me through the website. I would love to bring this message of hope to your parishioners or to your conference attendees or whoever it is. I want to get that message out there. But I also want to share something with you. If you enjoy this program that we're able to do once per week, I do a daily blog as well over at Patheos. And you can get this blog delivered to your email inbox every day. It's free of charge. The name of the blog is Be Not Afraid with Gary Zimek. You can do that simply by going to followingthetruth.com, and you'll see a tab for Gary's blog. Just click on that. That'll take you over to the blog. And over on the right-hand side, you'll be able to subscribe to the newsletter, Be Not Afraid with Gary Zimek, every day. And all you'll do is you'll get an email each day, and you'll be able to get sort of like what we do here once a week delivered to your inbox. I want to share some words that I got. This is very brief from a listener. Actually, from somebody who reads my blog. Her name is Marilyn, and here's what she had to say. Dear Gary, every day I look forward to what you have to say next. Thank you for these excellent, inspiring columns. They really help me to improve my attitude and to try to bring myself closer to God. Thank you, Marilyn. Well, Marilyn, if you're listening, I'm very grateful that you wrote that little note to me. It's an incredible blessing to be able to do what I do. I bring that up. I wanted to read Marilyn's email just so you know. If you like this, if I help you in any way, if I maybe lift your spirits or give you some hope, sign up for the newsletter. Totally free of charge. You get it in your inbox every day. And you do that by going to followingthetruth.com. If you have any questions or any difficulties signing up, just shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com and we'll make that happen. Okay. Anyway, today's show is all about asking and receiving. And let's face it, that gives us hope, doesn't it? When we pray, we should believe that God will answer. But honestly, so many people don't believe that. All of us have weak faith at one time or another. My faith isn't what it should be. It gets better every day, I would like to think, but we all are struggling for our faith to increase. One of the ways that faith increases, of course, you can ask for it, Lord, please increase my faith. But if you remember when the disciples asked the Lord, Jesus, please, Lord, increase our faith. How can you do that? The Lord said, use the faith that you have. So another very powerful way for your faith to grow is by using what faith you have. How do we do that? We pray. We ask for specific things. This is a big problem for so many of us, right? We don't get specific. Lord, please bless me today. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? What do you need today? Do you need extra money to pay your bills? Do you need your health restored? Do you need a new job? Do you need a relationship to be healed? Do you need freedom from addiction of one kind or another? Ask specifically. And when that happens, when you ask specifically, you give the Lord a chance to do something miraculous in your life, and you can look and say, wow, he really did come through. That is how your faith grows. So let's look now at the Mass readings for the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We'll start with the Gospel, again, because the Gospel really drives the train, if you will, and all of the readings follow the Gospel. So we look today to, and this is good stuff, I got to tell you. I mean, the Gospel's always good, but today I really was inspired with this. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 13. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test. Now, you see what Jesus is doing here. He's essentially giving us the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father. More specifically, you can see it more clearly in Matthew's Gospel, but this is essentially the same thing, the same words. But this is powerful. Jesus is praying in a certain place. First of all, the first clue for us all as we read, as we hear this Gospel, is the importance of prayer. Jesus was praying. Where? In a certain place. We need to pray every day. No excuses. Come on, I know we're busy, but we can find the time to pray. We need to pray every day, and we need to pray in a certain place, if at all possible. I'm blessed because I have my chair that I pray in every day. I've got my prayer books with me, and I sit down every morning, and I can really feel the Lord's presence because I have a certain place. It's in the middle of my living room. I have a very small house, but I'm able to carve out a small space for prayer. And that becomes a holy place for me. And then I'm able to go to daily Mass and pray to the Lord there. But it's beautiful to be able to start my day in that special chair, because I really can feel the Lord's presence. And when Jesus finished, what happened? One of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. Now, this is powerful, because oftentimes we think, how is it that I'm supposed to pray? Am I supposed to use this devotion or that devotion? How is it that I should pray? Well, the Lord tells us, Jesus gives us the steps. And it's not necessarily the Lord's Prayer. The Our Father is a great prayer, but you don't have to just stick to the Lord's Prayer. Jesus is giving us the theme, the way to pray, the kinds of things to ask for, which are all contained in the Lord's Prayer, but you can ask in different ways. You can use your own words also. But Jesus said, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. In other words, you acknowledge that the name of your Father in heaven is holy. You don't just start out asking for things. You acknowledge, Father, you are all-powerful. I praise you. All glory is yours, Father in heaven. This is the way. This is a great way to pray. Your kingdom come. Not my kingdom come. Father, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth. I want your will to be done, not my will. Now, sometimes we don't feel like that, do we? Sometimes we want our will to be done. But it's a good idea to start off by following. I mean, it's obviously a good idea to follow the steps given to us by Jesus, but it's a good idea to start off slowly. Don't start asking for things right away. This sounds really tacky, but butter up your Father in heaven a little bit. That's the way you would treat any human being on earth. If you've got a really good friend who can help you out in a certain situation, you're not just going to call them up and say, hey, I need some help right away. I need you to fix this. You might say, hi, how are you? How are you doing today? Good to hear. It's always good to be able to talk to you. This makes sense that when we're talking to our Father in heaven, to do the same thing. Give us, and then he gets to, give us each day our daily bread. There you go. It's okay to ask for what you need. Sometimes you're going to get it wrong. Sometimes you will ask for things that you think you need, but you really don't. Well, the Lord's not going to give them to you. Let him work that out. but it's okay to ask for what you really need. And you could word it in any way you would like. It is okay to pray for money, provided you're using that money to pay your bills or for a good cause. If you're using your money to do something frivolous or to move away from God, well, then that's not a good idea to pray for money. But I've heard people say, don't ever pray for money. That's not true. I pray for money all the time. I need money to pay my bills. The Lord knows that. So give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins. We forget this sometimes, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. Forgive me, Father, for whatever I did wrong. You might know some specifics. You might not be sure. And so you can say, well, forgive me for anything I did wrong, anything I offended. And then grant me the grace to forgive others. That's a big problem sometimes. Forgive us our trespasses, how? As we forgive those who trespass against us. When you pray the words to the Lord's Prayer, you are saying to your Father in heaven, forgive me to the extent that I forgive everybody else. Now, for some of us, that's problematic because we ain't forgiving people. That's something that needs to be addressed. So let's pray for the ability to forgive. And remember, forgiveness is an act of the will. It's not a feeling. So you can forgive somebody and still be feeling really bad feelings. Feelings are not right or wrong. Don't get hung up in the feelings. So forgive others if you expect to be forgiven. And then do not subject us to the final test. In other words, keep us free from the power of the evil one. The evil one's going to be at you all day long. If you're trying to be holy and do a good job in life, you better believe that the evil one is going to be after you. If the evil one's not attacking you each day, then you got to remember something. You got to shape up, because obviously you're not a threat to him. If you're any kind of a threat to him and to his agenda, you can expect the devil to be attacking you every day. And he'll attack you through discouragement. That's one of his favorite techniques. He'll attack you through making you believe that your prayers are ineffective. He's going to attack you in all kinds of different ways. You're no good, et cetera, et cetera. He's a liar. Don't believe him. Move on. Pray each day and say, Lord, protect me from the lies of the enemy, the evil one, Satan. Okay, now that's the first part of this gospel. I told you this is a really good gospel. And then Jesus said to them, suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up and give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. Why does Jesus tell this parable? You know why? And obviously, he's not saying that your Father in heaven is going to get annoyed with your persistent prayer and just give you what you want to shut you up. That's not the point. Jesus is telling it in this way to get our attention. And it really does get our attention, doesn't it? What he's saying is, keep praying. If you need something, if you think you need something, keep asking. The trouble with us sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes we just get bored, we get tired, we think, you know what, I've asked for this thing for 2 weeks, the Lord hasn't answered, forget it, he's not going to answer, I'm just going to give up. Don't give up. See, that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to give up. Don't give up. Jesus is saying persist. When the Lord tells you no, then you can stop praying for what you need. Because obviously you don't need it. If he says no, it's not something you need. But if he hasn't said no, don't assume that just because he's silent or nothing appears to be happening means that he's saying no. Not at all. Keep asking for what you think you need. Finally, this gospel ends with these familiar words of Jesus. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Did you hear that, by the way? Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Wow. Everyone who asks receives. Period. End of story. What if I don't get what I want? Jesus didn't say you would get what you want. He says you will receive. If you ask, you will receive. You will receive something. You'll receive grace to deal with your problem. You'll receive a no, because that's the answer to your prayer that you really need. You'll receive exactly what you want. It can be different. You can get your prayer answered in different ways. But Jesus was very clear about this. If you ask, you will receive. Now, he ends with something that can be a little confusing, so I want to touch on that. And he talks about if you, being evil, like we don't really know, even if we're, again, he's explaining that we're human, we get sidetracked by certain desires that might not be always good. He's saying if you, who are not as good as God, who are not perfect, if you know how to take care of your children and give them what's good for them, how much more will the Heavenly Father be able to give you what you need? So in other words, he's saying, trust me when you pray that you will get what you need. And he ends with saying, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The reason Jesus is saying this is because the greatest gift that any of us can receive is the gift of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of Jesus. When we try to be good, when we try to be holy, when we try to be Christians without letting the Holy Spirit work in us, it's like trying to drive a car and not using, trying to drive a car and not turning it on. It's pretty hard to get a car to move with the engine not turned on. That's what it's like to try to be a Christian without the help of the Holy Spirit, or to not use your power steering. If you've ever had power steering go out in a car, you know how difficult it is to drive. It seems almost impossible. That's the way a lot of us try to live our Christian lives. We don't ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. When we're baptized, we first receive the Holy Spirit. When we receive our confirmation, we get a further outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But just because you have the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of you doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit is active in your life. Every day, and I mean every day, we should be praying the prayers, "Come, Holy Spirit," and asking for a further outpouring of the Holy Spirit every day. Because every day is a new day. You have not asked for the Holy Spirit today. I mean, you need to ask for the Holy Spirit today and every day, because that's what the Lord wants you to do. You need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit today. So come, Holy Spirit. It's a great prayer to pray at the beginning of each day. Jesus is saying here that the greatest gift that the Father can give us, the gift that we need the most, even though we don't realize it, is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And if he gives us the Holy Spirit, he's going to give us the other stuff as well. But Jesus wants us to know the importance of asking for that gift of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's the gospel for today. I spent a lot of time on this. We're not going to have as much time to look at the other readings, but that's so critical. Now let's look at the first reading. It's a reading from the book of Genesis. And again, this is about asking and receiving. When you ask for things in prayer, the Lord listens. He hears you, and he's going to respond in the best way possible. Genesis chapter 18, beginning in verse 20. In those days, the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin is so grave, that I must go down and see whether or not their actions fully correspond to the cry against them that comes to me. I mean to find out." When Abraham's visitors walked on farther toward Sodom, the Lord remained standing before Abraham. Then Abraham drew nearer and said, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50 innocent people within it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to make the innocent die with the guilty, so that the innocent and the guilty would be treated alike. Should not the judge of all the world act with justice?" And the Lord replied, "If I find 50 innocent people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham spoke up again, See how I am presuming to speak to my Lord, though I am but dust and ashes. What if there are 5 less than 50 innocent people? Will you destroy the whole city because of those 5? The Lord answered, I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. But Abraham persisted, saying, what if only 40 are found there? He replied, I will forbear doing it for the sake of the 40. Then Abraham said, let not my Lord grow impatient if I go on. What if only 30 are found there? He replied, I will forbear doing it if I can find but 30 there. Still Abraham went on, since I have thus dared to speak to my Lord, what if there are no more than 20? The Lord answered, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. But he persisted, please let my Lord not grow angry if I speak up this last time. What if there are at least 10 there? He replied, for the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it. The point here is that Abraham was persistent with his prayer. I know you kind of feel for him a little bit, like, oh man, the Lord's going to get mad at him. But if you notice, the Lord doesn't. Keep asking for what you need. Now, obviously, Sodom and Gomorrah, they were destroyed. That shows you how few good people were found there. But the Lord is always willing to hear what we have to say. Our prayers don't change God's mind. This story can be a little confusing because it appears that the prayers are changing God's mind because Abraham is presenting him with new information. No, that's not the case. God can't change. God is immutable. God is incapable of changing because then he wouldn't be God. But sometimes God wants you to ask for certain things, and he's not going to give them to you unless you ask. Sometimes that's the way it works. Why is that? Because he wants you to depend on him. He wants you to realize that you need him for everything, because human nature makes us tend to forget that. We think we're independent. We're not. So ask for what you need. I can't emphasize that enough. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 138, Lord, on the day I called for help, you answered me. I think we're going to leave it at that, because that gives us the message for today. If you pray for something, you will receive an answer. Again, you might not receive the answer you want, but you will receive the answer you need. That's the important thing for all of us to remember. We will get not what we want, but what we need. You got to trust the Lord. You got to trust his wisdom and also his timing, because sometimes he moves a little too slowly for us, doesn't he? Well, that's where the trust comes in. The message is very clear today. Ask and you shall receive. And ask and ask and ask and ask. And remember to ask for that further outpouring of the Holy Spirit every day. That has made such a difference in my life, because I've been trying to do this Christianity thing for many years without the help of the Holy Spirit, and I was a failure because it's hard. It's hard to be a Christian. But when the Holy Spirit helps, then all of a sudden you can love other people who before seemed unlovable, and you can continue to pray even when things look bleak. So hang in there. Keep asking for what you need, especially the Holy Spirit, every day. Please remember to visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And if you're able to make a donation to keep my ministry going, I would greatly appreciate that. Followingthetruth.com. All right, that's it for today. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimek reminding you that wherever you go, whatever you do, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged, because the Lord your God is with you wherever, and I mean wherever you go. See you next week on The Gary Zimek Show.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tours Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.